He is the Hall of Famer, formerly known as George Karl. And given all that's occurred in the Bucks series against Celtics, I can't wait to hear the first thing that he wants to mention of all that's occurred, of all the plays, of all the players. Tony, where do you think the Hall of Famer is going to go first?
Defense.
All right, let's find out. Joining us now is Hall of Famer, formerly known as George Karl. Hall of Famer, good afternoon.
Oh, what's happening, Homer? You're crazy as ever. I bet you're excited and nervous and ready to go and hopefully to clinch it. I think all basketball guys are probably hoping for a game seven, but
what?
I think you probably want to end it tonight. I know that's where you're at.
Why would all basketball people want game seven? Explain that to me, Hall of Famer.
We love game sevens.
Really?
Well, first of all, game sevens are totally different than every other game that you play. I mean, game sevens are the pinnacle of the game. Yeah. I mean, when you play a team seven games in a row, when you know everything they're going to do and they know everything you're going to do, and you kind of, it's a macho thing. It's a man-on-man thing.
So there's no win as great as a game seven win.
None. The relief and celebration of a Game 7 win is better than a sweep. It's better than a 3-1 comeback. When you're down 3-1, you've got to win Game 7. Yeah. So.
All right, of all that's occurred in these games, what part of the game? Tony said you'd bring up defense. What do you want to start with about the series to this point or the last game or wherever? What's going on in your head? That's what people want, not what's going on in my head. They don't care.
Well, I think the negative that if I was a Milwaukee fan is I think the Boston Celtics have more skills.
Okay,
they have more maybe star players. But Milwaukee has Giannis, and then in a very very positive way they have Jrue Holiday, and even though statistically Jrue Holiday is not having a good series, he's showing up when it counts really big, and winning that game with his defense and his grit, and then making the 3-pointer, making 6 out of 6 threes in the fourth quarter, that would be the second thing I would bring to your table. Who was going to make the three ball? Who was going to be dominating at the three ball? If there's a team that dominates the three ball, it's a powerful part of how the game will be won. And out of nowhere, you know, Milwaukee goes 6 for 6 in the fourth quarter.
And, out of nowhere. I love that. Write that one down, Pebble.
I mean, it's hard to go 6 for 6 without being defended. Going 6 for 6 in the fourth quarter of an NBA game being defended is really, really hard.
Coach,
they found a lot of good ones along the way, and it was a great win. It was one of the best comebacks of a playoff game that I've ever witnessed.
Whoa. That good? And you've seen a lot.
I tweeted that.
I'll tell you what. There's not many
teams that
have come back.
I know, but you're not George Karl. You're not in the Hall of Fame yet. Huh?
This is true.
Go ahead, George.
I mean, how many teams have come back down 14 in a playoff game? I mean, that list is really short.
Down 6 with a minute 40 seconds to go.
Would you agree, though, the greatness of the comeback was it really looked like Boston was in control of the game. That's why it was so good. It's like he said, in a blink, like all of a sudden, bam, they're just back in it.
Well, I mean, they go up, I think, 13 or 14 at the 9-minute mark. And then I think Milwaukee just started playing the best defense they've ever played. And the ball, all of a sudden, Boston got into that, you know, kind of that, you know, hold it, run the clock. We're okay. We're going to win this one. We don't have to play our A game. We can play our hold it game and the B game. And it came back. They lost their momentum. They lost their confidence. And then Horford dunks it to go up 6. And that looks like the momentum goes back the other way. And then Giannis makes the 3, or Holiday makes the 3, I think.
Yep.
I was very, very happy. A couple of nights ago, very, very happy.
Can you verify something? Was that 3 by Giannis a bad shot?
No, I don't think so. I think... you know, you'd probably want one of your better shooters shooting it, but in the moment, that shot had to be taken. I believe it was off an offensive rebound, correct?
Yep, it was. Yep.
Yeah, it was off an offensive rebound. Was that a bad shot? If there was a 24-second clock, I might agree with you. But because the clock only gets reset to 14, I think it's a shot you got to take.
See, and my answer is, I can tell you, they're down six, and when the ball released, when he released the shot, I said, game's over. He'll miss. Then they got the ball. Boston got the ball. They're up six. And when he made it, I thought, man, oh, they're within three. They needed to take a three, but he didn't need to be the guy taking it.
I guess the oddity of that moment, Coach, would be you saying, I don't mind that shot, but Boston's also got to be thinking,
yeah,
we're fine with that.
That's
shot.
That's the shot they wanted taken. Is that true, a Hall of Famer? That is the shot that Boston wanted taken. Up six, 140 left. Yes or no?
I don't think Boston wants to give up any wide open three.
All right.
And that was a wide open three.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was contested, I might. You know, then it becomes an argument if it was contested.
All right.
But it was a wide open three, 14 seconds on the shot clock. Okay, if you held it, you might have gotten 10 more seconds off the clock. But you couldn't get as good a shot as you got right there. And down six, I think we all are realizing how powerful the three-point shot is over a two-point shot.
True. Two of them and you're tied. All right, what effect does that game have on this game? Does Boston feel like, hey?
Mentality-wise for both teams.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Milwaukee blew a game the night before. I mean, the last game, you know, Milwaukee had good control of the game in the fourth quarter, and Boston comes back and wins it easy. So Milwaukee had to psychologically quickly readapt and come out and play basketball with pride and aggressiveness. I don't think Boston's going to play a bad game tonight. I think Boston's going to play a good game tonight. I think they're going to be highly focused. They might have a little intensity situation, which with the crowd of Milwaukee might take away from them in time. But I think early in the game, Boston's going to come out and play really, really well.
What are you going to watch for early in the game? Because, as you would expect, everything is important as it relates to the Milwaukee Bucks. What will you watch and notice early in the game or that you think Milwaukee needs to do? Because my answer is Bobby Portis.
Well, Milwaukee is searching for that second star. And if they would get a wild card in Portis or someone get hot from the three-point line, I think the consistency they have right now is Matthews and Holiday are doing a good job on their two best players. And I don't think that's going to go downhill, but that doesn't mean that Tatum or Brown won't have a good game. They're going to have good games. They're going to have good moments. But the flow of the game and the rhythm of the game, what I'm looking for early would be, who's making the three ball? Is the thing that's big in the game right now is turnovers. What team is giving the other team extra possessions by turning the ball over? And I think in that game, and Boston had a lot of turnovers in the fourth quarter, a lot of sloppy shots, a lot of kind of late second shots. So all those things, I think the team that gets their confidence going, I trust Giannis is going to have a good game. I also trust Boston is going to play well. So it's going to be the Bobby Portises, or is it going to be the Marcus Smart, or someone on Boston off their bench playing well? I think that's going to be there's going to be a wild card in this game. Could it be the three ball? Could it be a guy coming off the bench that is averaging 2 points and he gets 12 points? There's going to be someone that's going to have an impact that we really don't know right now. You're saying Bobby Portis, they're big guys. Can Boston's big guys become a little more influential against Giannis is something I would be looking for early in the game, too.
Talking with the Hall of Fame. Excuse me. Sorry, go ahead.
Can Giannis be bothered by their big guys? The last couple games, Giannis was not bothered, but he has been bothered in some of the games in the previous series.
Talking with the Hall of Famer, formerly known as George Karl, you had a great defensive player, Gary Payton. I believe that Drew Holiday is as good a defensive player as I've ever seen in the NBA.
I agree. I think he's in the top five. I think he's one of the top five defenders of all time. You're right. I remember a couple of years ago when he played in New Orleans, how he shut down Damian Lillard in Portland. And, you know, he has not been in the playoffs a lot. But his confidence that he gained last year in the finals, and then, he catches a night flight to go to, Japan or China and play in the Olympics, and did the same thing for Popovich to win a gold medal. I mean, he wasn't very good offensively in that series, in the Olympics, but he was damn good defensively.
What do you like most about Giannis? Did you like the blood? I bet you like the blood. That's the way they used to play basketball. Get a little bloody, they don't stop the game.
I like that part of it a lot. I'm saying, why aren't they stopping the game? But they didn't. It wasn't like it was scripted. Well, let it go a couple plays, and then we'll stop it. Giannis is, right now, he's the man in the room. Of all the playoffs going on right now, the guy that knows where he's at and knows what he has to do and has the toughness mentally and physically and emotionally to do it is Giannis. That's what you have right now in Milwaukee. Philadelphia doesn't have it. I know everybody wants to say Jason Tatum is going to be the next stud, but guess what? He doesn't have the mental toughness right now. He has a little immaturity to him, and when things go the wrong way, sometimes he goes the wrong way. And then out west right now, the guy that's playing unbelievable is Luka. Luka is playing with that mental toughness and that physical dominance. And I just think right now, those two guys right now, I think Phoenix is in trouble. I'll be honest with you. I think Phoenix could lose to Dallas. And that would be a big surprise. And I know a lot of fans are loving Golden State. I don't love Golden State. I think if it's a Dallas-Golden State final, I think Dallas can win that.
Wow.
So, I just think right now the West is kind of undetermined and uncertain. And Milwaukee, whoever wins this series, Milwaukee or Boston, I think they're going to win the NBA championship.
So Giannis knows he's the man in the room, and Luka Doncic does it as well. So the key is to be the man in the room or to know that you're the man in the room, or both?
To be the man in the room, you got to learn how to be that man in the room. And it took Giannis, a failure or two along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Luka is going through the same process. Now, if he doesn't win that game seven, I don't think we're going to think he's a bad player. But he's going to learn it. But the process is, if he would win that and then win against Golden State, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing a guy learning how to be the man in the room.
Yeah. That's why you might add that to your speech. Learning how to be the man in the room. I don't want you to take away from Dean Smith, but the man in the room, I think you got to sneak that in there.
Okay.
All right.
You're the best.
We'll talk again. The Hall of Famer, formerly known as George Karl. Thanks.
Okay, Steve. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
I don't know what's next. We're so far behind. Pebble, what do we do next? I don't care.
Should yell for caller four.
All right,
are you a better guesser?
So, and then we'll do that after the break?
Yes.
Man, he was good. He was the man in the room, don't you think? Do you think he knew he was the man in the room? That's right. That's what you were at Marquette. When you were a senior, you knew you were the man in the room, right?
Not really.
Oh, shoot. We had it going. Pebble. He just doesn't
he
help.
He rained in your parade,
He just
Homer.
Doesn't help. Even if he's right. A little help. Caller 4, are you a better guesser? 1-800-990-3776. One of my favorite questions ever. You guys can decide if it's any good next.